Let's listen back to the highlights of this game, and it started very effectively for the Bears. First quarter, first possession, first series of the game. Bears are moving the ball, starting at their own 24. Between Howard and Langford, receiving and running, they got the ball to the 19-yard line, where it's second down.
Snap, cutler, fake to Langford, stands in the pocket, throwing, end zone pass is caught. Zach Miller, touchdown! One heck of a grab and very tight coverage. Everything worked well on that play, from the play fake to the throw.
But did not go so well when the extra point attempt was tried. It was missed, and so the Bears had a 6-0 lead after that 9-play series. Then the opposition came right back down the field, and 78 yards, 11 plays later.
Snap, running. Jennings up the middle. He is in for the touchdown. The Giants have tied the game at 6 on a 2-yard run by Rashad Jennings.
And their extra point by Robbie Gould was no good, so the game was tied at 6 all. Bears get it back. Have a 40-yard kickoff return by Deontay Thompson. And then it's 3rd down and 9. The ball is sitting at the 40, and it's the play of the game. Sponsored by Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, always family-owned and operated.
Snap is back, blitz is on, Howard picks it up, Cutler stands in, throws the seam down the middle of the field, catch Zach Miller, reaches out and pulls it in at the 26-yard line of the New York Giants.
But the Bears stalled out from there, had to settle for Connor Barth's 40-yard field goal to take a 9-6 lead with just over a half a minute to go in the first quarter. In the second, the Bears defense forced a 3-and-out and then got the ball back, starting at their own 21-yard line. A key play came on 2nd and 6 with the ball at the Giants' 34.
Toss right. There's Howard. Lots of room. Runs it. A crack. Turns into a canyon at the 20. To the 15, to the 10. And bumped out of bounds by Landon Collins.
2 plays later, the ball's at the 1.
Cutler takes turns. Giving to Langford. Langford punctures the end zone. He's in for the score. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. And they open up a lead of 15-6 on the Giants.
This time the extra point was good, and so with 8:35 on the clock in the second quarter, the Bears had a 16-6 lead following that 8-play 79-yard drive. Then the Giants drove 14 plays in 5 minutes, settled for Robbie Gould's 46-yard field goal, 16-9, and that's where the score was at halftime. To begin the third quarter, Dwayne Harris returned to kickoff 46 yards, a great field position, starting at the Giant 44-yard line. 9 plays later, they're sitting at the Bears 9.
Manning the throw, right side, caught by Ty, steps out of a tackle with the 2 of Amos. He is in for the touchdown. 9 yards, the Giants, an extra point away of tying this game up on the opening drive of the third quarter here at MetLife Stadium.
Took them less than 4 minutes to tie the game at 16-all. Then the Bears went 3-and-out. The Giants come back. They have a huge play, starting at their own 31.
Manning goes back to throw. Pocket starts to close. He ejects the pocket, running right. Now he stops and pops. He's got Cruz in midfield. Cruz to the 40 of the Bears, running right. Out of bounds inside the 20-yard line.
That's a 48-yard pass play to Victor Cruz. And 3 plays later, they're sitting at the 15.
Back to throw, winding up, open over the middle end zone. Touchdown, Shepard. Touchdown, Giants have the lead for the first time today.
15-yard touchdown to the rookie Sterling Shepard to close out a 7-play, 79-yard drive, 22-16, because the extra point no good for the second time in the game by Robbie Gould. Let's go to the fourth quarter. Bears were on the move. They're in Giants territory, but they face a 2nd down and 17.
Back to throw. Here comes the pressure. Cutler in trouble, and Jason Pierre-Paul wraps him around the waist and rips him down. First sack of the day for the New York Giants.
That was the first of 4 in the fourth quarter. The Bears had to try for a field goal. Connor Barth against a side wind. A crosswind, 51-yarder, missed to the right side, hit the right upright, bounced out, no good. And so the score remained unchanged. And then the Bears, when they got the ball, actually defensively, forced a 3-and-out, but the same story the other way. And then 3-and-outs the other way. A couple of times, O'Donnell kicks a 67-yard punt, and the Bears' defense again stiffens up and does the job, but the offense suffered its 5th 3-and-out of the second half of play. But the defense forced a 3rd 3-and-out of the second half. And so the Bears have an opportunity with 3:13 to play in the game. They start at their own 22-yard line.
Bears go to work. Sending it back. Blitz is on. Winding up. Throwing deep. Going for Marquise Wilson. Over the shoulder catch. Out of bounds. Inside the Giants 45. He beat Eli Apple.
35-yard pass to Wilson, and then an incompletion on first down from the Giants' 43-yard line. On second down, it was incomplete, but there was a holding call against Ted Larson. Interestingly, the Giants decided to take that call, so it set up a second and 20 with the ball at the Bears' 47.
Snap is back to Cutler in the gun. Stepping up, has some time, winds up, throws over the middle. Caught Bellamy to the 30-yard line of the Giants. First down, Bears.
First down and 10 at the Giants' 30-yard line after that 23-yard gain.
Giants rush four. Pressure coming. Pierre Paul hits Cutler. Ball is out. Pile up at the 45. Looks like the Bears have retained possession. But Pierre Paul came free. Clock was ticking. And Jay didn't quite feel the pressure.
No, but Mike Adams did recover the ball. So the Bears do have a chance. But now it's second and 29 back at the 49-yard line.
Takes the snap. Back to throw. Stepping up. Winding up. Throw and pass is short to the right side and intercepted by the safety, Landon Collins.
And the Giants took the ball back, ran out the clock, and knock off the Bears. 22-16, the final score. The Bears now 2-8 for the year with Tennessee, the Titans, up next at Soldier Field a week from today for a 12 noon kickoff. And our pregame will get underway at 9 a.m.